Victor and Steven.
For either of you guys, how do you regroup after what happened in the final period of the second? Like, how do you keep your composure in the third period in that situation?
No, for us, we knew that finish to that period wasn't good enough, and you know, it came down to one period, elimination game, and show what we're about, and you know, got a 5-3, and the boys did a great job, got us in that, and then I think we kind of took off. I don't know how many shots we got, but 2 or 3 in the third. So you know, we rose from that, and then in overtime was a couple of chances each way, and we made that extra play to bring it to game 7. So you know, strong leaders in that room. We addressed what needed to be addressed and got out there and did the job.
Stammer, you put into works the game winner there. It never gets old, does it?
No, I mean, no surprise. You know, with Pointer, that's his time of the year. So it was a great play all around by those guys, Tony, Killer. You know, you never know what shot's going to go in the net in overtime. So, you know, obviously you want to defend hard. You don't want to give up much. You know, it was a grind, and it was an elimination game, and both teams had some good chances. Obviously, Vassy made some huge saves for us, some really timely saves, and gave us a chance there. And like I said the other night, when you get a 5-on-3, we scored this time, right? So I'm a big believer in that. And, you know, tightly checked game, not a lot of penalties aside from the, you know, the 5-on-3 there, the 2 high sticks. Were called, so it was. That's what playoff hockey, you know, feels like usually. So it was obviously a huge game for us.
Steven, can you kind of describe just the emotions of being out there in the overtime period, where both sides had opportunities to put this game away?
I mean, it's do or die for us, anyways. So you just leave it all out there. We talk about, you know, sacrificing. We talk about doing the right things out there. I mean, it's tough. Your body is going through a lot, especially in, you know, an elimination game where, you know, our backs are against the wall. Guys are trying to leave it all on the ice. So I thought we did that. And, you know, it wasn't pretty, but it was a win. It was what we needed to do coming into today. And we were confident with our group. Another, you know, fantastic start to the game. We just got to fix those lulls when we're up. So we'll address those. But obviously a big bounce back.
You're 17-0 after a loss in the playoffs. What does that say about the guys in your room?
No, it said, you know, the character that we have. You know, it's been back and forth the whole series. Now we got a win, you know, coming off a win. So, you know, it's best out of 1. It's best out of 7, best out of 5, best out of 3. Now it's best out of 1. So, you know, we just have the belief in our group that we can get the job done when it matters the most. And, you know, bouncing back from losses, we've proven time and time again. That's what we do. So, I said it before, losing 2 in a row is never a good thing in the playoffs. So it speaks a lot about you know, the character that we have.
Steven, you drew the second high stick to get the 5-on-3. For you guys to be down a goal in the third period of an elimination game, what's the confidence level like on that power play in that situation?
No, we have full belief on the guys that are out there. World-class players, you know, prolonged 5-on-3, like Stammer say, you have to score on those, and they did. So, you know, they had some good looks, and, you know, Cooch made a great shot. Great screen in front. I don't think their goal is solid puck. So, you know, credit to those guys. It was a huge goal for us, obviously, and it doesn't matter how they come as long as you get it done. So, you know, big goal for us.
Victor, Cal had some really key minutes in there. How have you been impressed
with his play? No, he plays with confidence. You know, obviously getting more minutes and more games under his belt is helping. And, you know, I can just look at myself. It's tough to come into this league at a young age and deliver. So, you know, he's done a great job. He's matured a lot since the beginning of the season. You know, playing with Sergey most of the time. He's a very good partner. So, you know, he plays physical, hard down low, makes some good plays. He's got a bomb of a shot when he has the opportunity. So he's grown, and, you know, it's a big key for us back there.
Steven, how nice was it to see Anthony get that shorthanded one there? He gave Greg 2-goal lead, which ended up coming up huge there, but just the move he made on that play.
Yeah, no, I mean, Tony's a guy that he just does everything right. And whether it's, you know, defensive some face-off or big penalty kill or a block shot or a great play on the overtime goal. I mean, he's just a guy that 100 miles an hour all the time, and that's contagious. And he's proved to, you know, obviously he comes up with some big moments in big games. So tonight was a night that he stepped up, you know, Pointer stepped up. You know, obviously Cooch with the goal in the 5-on-3. You know, Bassi was good. You know, Hedy playing, I don't know what he played tonight, 40 minutes maybe. But, I mean, you need your big guys to step up, and I thought we did that tonight.
You mentioned Point, this is his time of year, but he hadn't really had that moment in this series. He's had some chances, but he hasn't scored. He had that one powerful goal. But what does it say that you can kind of come up in these type of moments and maybe put a stamp on this over?
I mean, this was the moment. I mean, no one really cares what the first, you know, five games were now. You know, tonight was the night, and he had that moment to give us a chance to go to Game 7. So Game 7's, as they say, I mean, flip a coin, you never know what's going to happen. So he gave us a chance, you know, with that big goal. So, you know, it's about wins this time of the year, and this group has proved that, you know, we don't care how it gets done. We just want to get it done. And, you know, that was a huge goal to give us this chance to have one more crack here.
What do you do now to reset, regroup, and get ready for a winner take all on Saturday?
I mean, you know, you rely on past experiences. We were in this position, you know, not too long ago in the conference finals, Game 7. It's just going to be, you just have to bring it. I mean, you never know when that moment is in the game. It's almost like you're playing three overtime periods. That's the magnitude of every shift. I mean, a mistake, penalty, you know, or a great block shot, you know, you don't know what that moment is going to be in a Game 7. So you really have to just lay it on the line. And, you know, last time we had one of these, it was obviously one of the biggest wins in franchise history. So we'll look to just, you know, lean back on those experiences.
Last one here, Stephen, how important has that point Cirelli tore on that been for you guys? Just the course of the whole series, you know, on both sides of the
edge. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you talk about, you know, goals and assists and points and that stuff, but those guys have been matched up, you know, especially at home against the Matthews line, and, you know, that's not an easy task. You know, two world-class players, Marner and Matthews, every time, you know, they have the puck, you know, you have to be aware on the ice, and it's hard minutes when you're going against those guys, so, you know, maybe that takes away from some of the energy in the offensive zone, but they haven't said a word. They've gone out over the bench every time those guys have been on the ice and they've been called, and you want those guys on your team that are willing to do whatever to win. So, like I said, these first six games mean nothing now. We got to go and improve it in Game 7.
Thanks, guys. Next up, Coach Cooper.